MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is here with us as we're wintering here. What's the very latest from Red Sox? Oh, by the way, welcome, Andy.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. And to make you feel all warm and cozy, the first spring training game is going to be tomorrow against Northeastern at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers. First pitch 105, and you can watch all the action on NESN.
Oh, man, it doesn't get any better than that. All right, so, Andy, I don't know, we're diving right into it here, but you've got some player updates. Although you are up north now, you have been in Florida, but what are the latest player updates? Chris Sale, the biggest name, I think, down there making some news?
Yeah, he said after a recent workout, he's feeling great. He's a full go for spring training. Sale, of course, signed a five-year, $145 million contract extension back in March of 2019. But he landed on the injured list that August with left elbow inflammation. He's pitched his 48 and a third innings since signing that contract. So Sale has something to prove getting back on the mound and hopefully for a full season to make Red Sox fans feel a little better when it comes to that big contract that he signed.
I think he's going to feel a twinge somewhere in the arm, the shoulder, the back, the leg, something or other, probably in another 25 days, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. You'll here's something, and he'll be back on the disabled list, and we'll all be complaining once again.
Boy, I hope I'm wrong, though. It'd be great to have him, you know, all season long, if that is ever possible. All right, what else do you have, Andy?
Well, Red Sox manager Alex Cora offered an update regarding one of his starting pitchers. Right-hander Brian Bellow is ready to throw from flat ground. Bellow had been shut down for a few days because of forearm tightness, but continued to participate in fielding practice. So that's a little bit of a concern as the Red Sox look to their younger pitchers when it started spring training to maybe make the rotation. And, you know, obviously he pitched well at times toward the end of last year, but obviously you want to see him all set and going forward. And Pedro Martinez is very high on his performances going forward, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. And also, staying with the starting rotation, COVID is keeping one Red Sox pitcher from joining his country in the World Baseball Classic. After dealing with COVID shortly before spring training started last week, right-hander Nick Pivetta has decided not to pitch for Team Canada. And this is the third time that Pivetta has come down with COVID.
Wow. Andy, share with us any other Red Sox player updates here as of now.
Well, outfielder Alex Verdugo wants to stay here in Beantown. According to the Boston Herald, the Red Sox outfielder made it clear to team ownership he wants to sign a long-term contract. He also told Sox leadership his goal is to become an all-star this season. Verdugo and the Sox signed a one-year, $6.3 million contract extension to avoid arbitration in the offseason. He has just one more year of arbitration before hitting unrestricted free agency in 2025. Red Sox also adding another infielder. They brought back Yu Chang on a one-year deal. Chang came over last year after he was released from the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox did let him go earlier in the offseason, but he remained unclaimed, and the Red Sox brought him back.
Hmm. All right, are we to Red Sox Classics? Is this the right time to ask you about what's on Red Sox Classics today?
Well, there is one little extra thing I do want to mention before we get into Red Sox Classics. First baseman Tristan Casas, he's going to be wearing red fingernail polish and white toenail polish during this season. So that news came out earlier in the week. I don't know what to make of that, but I just figured I'd add that in there, something to look for. Of course, we're not going to see his toenails unless he's playing in sandals, but the red fingernail polish is going to be a sight to see, but we'll see how that all plays out, I guess, during the season. I don't think George Steinbrenner would let any Yankee players wear red fingernail polish and toenail polish while they were playing in the field. He won't even let you wear a beard. So times are changing, Bill. That is for sure.
You know, I'm not even going to say a thing, you know? I'm not saying. I have no idea. Okay.
That's exactly it. We have no clue what's going on there.
Fair enough, but it is news, though. It's definitely breaking news. Speaking of, so you mentioned the Red Sox spring training starting on NESN tomorrow, but will that impact NESN Classics, or should people just, you know, make sure they're watching today?
No, I think you can still watch today because you can.
No, I meant, yeah, you can watch today, but tomorrow, I'm concerned about tomorrow. But let's not get to tomorrow. Tell me about today.
Well, it's this week, it's the best of Mike Lowell, and I don't think that will affect the situation with NESN Plus this week with the Red Sox Classics, because the regular Red Sox game will be over on NESN, so you'll have two different games you can watch. First pitch this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Today it's a game from May 22nd of 2008. Mike Lowell hits a grand slam in a six-run sixth inning as the Red Sox beat the Royals 11-8 at Fenway.
Can you imagine there's somebody at home tomorrow flipping back and forth between those two channels?
Well, I mean, if I was sitting around, you know, I would be one of them.
Yeah, I get it.
The only one doing it.
Yeah, I it's good to hear the name Mike Lowell again, though. Seriously. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now let's go to Major League Baseball news. I think you have kind of a big story here to share with us. Tell us about it.
Well, former Red Sox star has admitted to using live video to steal signs back in 2018. Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts has told the L.A. Times he was aware of the team occasionally stealing signs, but said they did not use any sign-stealing schemes during the World Series against the Dodgers. Betts also added that everybody was doing it. Red Sox video replay coordinator J.T. Watkins was suspended by Major League Baseball for the 2020 season for his role in the scandal, but he was recently hired by the Dodgers. So, will the Dodgers be up to nonsense this coming season? We'll have to see.
You know, that what Mookie Betts says just makes so much sense. It's just so obvious that if one team was doing it, they're probably all doing it. You know, come on, you know.
No, I don't think it was just relegated to a couple of teams. I'm sure everyone had their finger in the pie and trying to see what they could do to steal some signs, and they look for different ways of doing it, and obviously video is a way to do it, and who knows how long that's been going on, but, you know, obviously things came out back in 2018. But that's part of baseball in a way, stealing signs. It's just a question of how much technology is used to do so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Andy, what else do we have here?
Well, Major League Baseball isn't messing around with its rules anymore. League officials said back on Tuesday they plan to emphasize enforcement of the balk rule this season. MLB's Executive Vice President of Operations, Morgan Sword, said, "We've slipped a little bit centrally with calling the rule the illegal pitch a balk, so umpires called 122 balks back in 2022, last year, the fewest in the full season since 1973. So with the situation of you can only get two pickoff throws to first base when a runner's on base, so the third throw, if you make a mistake, that'll be called a balk. And so that'll obviously make the totals probably go up, and then the overall balk rule itself, they'll be looking a lot more closely at it. So, you know, I don't know if that adds more excitement to the game as runners will be moving up, maybe a little easier than before, but we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, nothing more exciting than a balk in a game, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, they're doing everything they can, Bill, to get us all intrigued. That's
well, that's a winner right there, I'll tell you. Okay, take us through the rest of the MLB news for us.
Blue Jays manager John Schneider saved a woman from choking by performing the Heimlich maneuver on her at a restaurant last Saturday afternoon in Dunedin, Florida. So hats off to manager Schneider. Padres signed pitcher Michael Wacha, formerly of the Red Sox, to a one-year deal. And former Red Sox catcher and longtime national TV color commentator Tim McCarver passed away last Thursday at the age of 81. McCarver, a two-time World Series champion, played for 21 seasons that included parts of 1974 and 75 with the Red Sox.
You know, he was one of the ball players, Andy, that really did transition into a really powerful broadcaster. I mean, you know, I know he wore on people after a while as a color commentator, but he was, you know, he was a studio host for his own programs and different things. And as a ball player, I really liked him as a ball player too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he played 21 years, you know, four decades, started in 1959, he ended in 1980, had a long career, and obviously even a longer career in the broadcast booth, and more people may think of him as a broadcaster at this point, the younger folk out there than a baseball player, but he definitely had success both on and off the field.
Yeah, so I think he would have been, right, he was the catcher for like the great 67-68 Cardinal teams in that era as well before being traded. Yeah,
he certainly was.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us? Any other thoughts from spring training? Any other great news to report for us?
Well, thankfully things have been kind of on the quiet side down at Fort Myers, and no major injuries as of yet, but that still remains to be seen as time progresses here. Then players going to play in the World Baseball Classic, that could cause some issues as well. But just the fact that you can turn on Nesson tomorrow afternoon and see the sunshine and see some warm temperatures through the TV while we're dealing with the cold and snow and whatnot, just to know that spring is on its way officially when you start seeing the Red Sox playing baseball.
Well, let me ask you this, Andy. Now that we can bet on sports here in Massachusetts, would you bet on Northeastern or the Red Sox tomorrow?
Good question. Would that game even be offered to bet on? I don't know. A major league team going against a college team. That's an interesting one.
Speaking of March Madness, well, it's not quite March yet, but there you go. Northeastern versus the Red Sox. All right, Andy, I'll let you go there. And I got to tell you here first that I'm told that we're going to be able to put up our snow-covered baseball on the post today. So that's the first time all winter we've been able to do that on these podcasts.
Well, certainly fitting, and it'll be nice to see that up there just to make you know it's really winter now, finally.
Yeah, make sure to let people know that folks are really paying attention to stuff here at the website. There you go. All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone.